morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Department of Agriculture is helping cotton farmers prepare for new safety net coverage. The Farm Service Agency is sending acreage history and yield reports to agricultural producers with generic base acres covered by the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. The USDA says the data will help producers decide the best options for how to allocate generic base acres, given the addition of seed cotton as a covered commodity in the programs. The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 amended the 2014 Farm Bill, adding seed cotton as a covered commodity under the ARC and PLC programs. This week, FSA will start sending producers information on current generic base acres, yields, and 2008 to 2012 planting history. All producers electing to participate in either the ARC or PLC program will be required to make a one-time, unanimous, and irrevocable election, choosing between ARC and PLC for the 2018 crop year for seed cotton only. In other news, the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing an increase in the total renewable fuel volume to 19.88 billion gallons, up from the 19.29 billion expected gallons. However, biofuel groups say the proposal falls short of damage done to the renewable fuel standard from hardship waivers granted to refiners. The proposed conventional biofuel amount of 15 billion gallons maintains the level set for 2018. The proposal also calls for 4.88 billion gallons of advanced biofuel, including 381 million gallons of cellulosic biofuel and 2.43 billion gallons of biodiesel for 2020. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the conventional biofuel amount from ethanol isn't a real number we can count on. Score says by neglecting to reallocate gallons lost to waivers, the EPA is doubling down on another year of demand destruction. And finally today, China is dropping tariffs on feed ingredients from 5 Asian countries as it seeks supplies that do not originate in the United States. The ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China is bringing further tariffs on U.S. soybeans and co-products imported to China as retaliation on U.S. tariffs implemented on China. Thus, China is seeking cheaper soybeans, soy meal, soybean cake, rapeseed, and fish meal originating from Bangladesh, India, Laos, South Korea, and Sri Lanka starting July 1st. A market analyst from Shanghai told Reuters that the move demonstrates the government's attitude that we will import from other countries. While China had already planned to cut the tariff since March of this year as part of the Asia-Pacific trade agreement signed in Thailand last January, the move is still seen as a step to reduce China's dependence on U.S. soybeans amid the ongoing trade war. You got farm news on Ron.
Call her the tough lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields. And with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee carries the graze and grain tradition of OSU wheat breeding. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.